go. Get up with
Josiah and Ellie.
Hey, catch-uppers. Welcome to whatever day it is that you're listening to this on.
Yeah, you're about to hear the best catch-up you've ever listened to in your entire life.
Josiah, why do you do this all the time?
Because I enjoy our catch-ups that much and I'm that prideful in my work that I know that we are the best. We are the GOAT.
I've got two comments to make. Prideful's not a word.
What is it?
Proud.
Well, what about all the pride rallies they have? They're all stunning and brave and very prideful.
No, they're proud.
No, they're prideful. It's a word now.
Okay, second comment is, don't keep saying that this is the best catch-up you'll ever hear, because then what about tomorrow's catch-up? What about yesterday's catch-up?
Ellie, they get better and better every day.
Okay, well, what about a catch-up from a month ago that people might be catching up on?
Hey, you know you got 3 degrees and you're really smart.
Yeah.
Prideful, an adjective, having an excessive high opinion of oneself. I am prideful.
No, I'm proud.
Yeah.
Or I have pride in myself.
The English language is a beauty. It's a beautiful thing, Ellie, because there's sometimes multiple words can mean the same thing. So prideful and proud mean the same thing.
All right, I'll let you have it.
Look, prideful.
Yeah, no,
it's in the dictionary.
Yeah, cool.
So is it a word or not?
I'm prideful of you for getting that right. Good
I'm
job.
Prideful of myself.
Hey, today on the show, we talk about benders. If you've ever partied for multiple nights in a row.
We learned something about you.
What
you're very
learn?
Prideful in your benders, aren't you?
I do take a lot of pridefulness.
See, that's
in my
another
benders.
Word.
Thank you. Also, oh, God. When I look at the rundown of content today, it's pretty heavy. There's like benders and then there's being pooed on. I feel like, Nana, if you're listening, don't keep listening to this.
No, because we got great calls for all of them as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, we did, but still.
It wasn't that grotty. Let's be honest. We'll tell you now, I got pooed on by a goat yesterday inside my shoe.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not as dirty as it sounds.
Yeah.
We solve another one of life's mysteries
we
as
do.
Well.
We do.
The best segment on the radio. Very prideful of that one.
And I'm prideful of the fact that we spoke about our goat heaps,
yeah,
Vincent van
did.
Goat. So you enjoy the catch-up. We'll speak to you again tomorrow.
This is...
Are we ready?
The catch-up.
With...
Josiah and Ellie.
Hey, yesterday we went out to Kumbuna,
yes,
to Vicky's farm. Thank you for having us, Vicky. She's been very accommodating of us. To see Vincent van Goat, the goat that we're going to be parading at the Shep Show on Saturday.
Yes, she's looking after it. We've rented a little piece of land from her and she's looking after the goat for us.
Thank you. So we went out to kind of get some walking training and to also prep Vincent for what to expect on Saturday. Vincent struggled a little bit with the walking thing.
Yeah, he's got a Diamante lead, which I'm looking forward to. Oh, I shouldn't have revealed that, should I?
Yeah, no, don't reveal it. We've also got a costume for Vincent. We're not going to reveal that either.
No, that's a surprise for Saturday. I'm going to be down there at 10:30 a.m. walking her, so make sure you come down.
Yeah, Josiah, we did reveal, is going dressed as Little Joe Peep. Got a beautiful dress for him. It's going to be amazing. But yeah, yesterday was the training session. And not only did we train her, but we also gave her brush, her coat a brush.
Yes.
And we also gave her a bath.
I did in the little cage there, got my shirt off because it was very wet. It's tough to bath a goat. I had to really get down dirty, put my boots on and give her a wash. She had a bit of poo up the side of her leg that I had to get rid of and scrub that. And I tell you what, after I gave her the old shampoo and conditioner, thanks to our friends at Trezame. Is that the name? Is that Trezame?
Trezame.
She looked beautiful afterwards. She looks good to go for the show.
She does. Now, it was kind of like a bit hot and heavy because you took your shirt off, as you always do.
Well, wait, there's a video for people to check out, isn't
there? There is, yep. Hit Golden Valley on Facebook, Hit GV on Insta. It's up now. You can see Josiah shirtless bathing a goat, which if you're a girl, you're probably into. Let's face it, not me.
Oh, man, there'd be a few guys out there to be into it as
well. Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. Anyway, there was a moment where the sexiness really stopped, and that was this moment.
Whoa, you just pooed in my shoe.
Oh, you just pooed inside my shoe. Look at my
Oh, it was the best moment ever when Vincent just dropped a little nugget right inside your boot.
Yeah, but the only reason I found out is because I was obviously bathing her at the time, and as I'm rubbing the back, I had big gum boots on and I had my white socks and I felt something go in my shoe. And I was like, what was that? I was like, I hope that's not a bee flying down there or something. Something really bad has gone down there. And I look down and I see the rest of what's coming out of Vinny's butt.
Yeah.
And that's when I realized that Vinny had dropped a couple of nugs down my old boot.
It was amazing. We got it all on camera. So go check out that video now. And it has opened the conversation this morning to 13, 12, 16. What pooed on you?
Well, there's plenty of things. We do live in the Goulburn Valley, so there's plenty of farm animals around. A lot of people I know, and myself included, have had a bird poo on them. I've had a magpie, and they say it's good luck, don't they?
Yeah, it happens to me way more often than it should.
Yeah, it happens to you weekly.
I actually go around looking for them. It's like, oh, birds, come at me, bros.
No, I had one poo on me. I remember one pooed in one time. I went to Macca's and, you know, I opened my cheeseburger to get rid of the pickle.
Mm.
And the bird has, in that exact moment, straight into my burger. I was so upset.
Bit of extra mayonnaise
extra
for you.
Extra mayo. I still ate it.
Delish. Let's go to Fee from Katandra. Fee, have you had something do its business on you?
Yes. I was in the same situation, but I was working with cattle.
Yeah.
And mine didn't go down my boot. Mine went actually on top of it. So.
Oh.
I feel like cows have bigger ones than goats too.
Yeah, yeah.
Bit sloppier.
It's more heavier too.
So what, did your boot get stuck to the ground, held down by the poo or?
No, it only just, I kind of washed it off because I was bathing it anyway. So, because I was at the Melbourne show, so it was made it easier. Just quickly hose it and quickly wash it.
Oh, God, you're at the show. Hey. So you were on display.
I was on display, yes. And we had people walking around, talking to us, and yeah.
Hey, Fee, they say a bird poo on you is good luck. What does it mean if a cow poos on your shoe?
I don't know.
Not good, but very bad luck, yeah. I think. Oh, that's awesome, Fee. Thanks so much for your call.
Thank you.
All right, let's move on to Sally Ann from Shep. Sally Ann, have you had something do its business on you?
Oh, yeah, in a big way. I was working in a dairy.
Yeah.
And the guys up the other end of the dairy were being smart, and I yelled out to tell them where to go. And as I yelled out, a cow pooped there in my mouth.
What?
Were you hungry?
Oh, it was disgusting. I was so sick. I threw up for about half an hour, I think.
Oh, I want to throw up just hearing that story.
So how much got inside your mouth? Like a big clump?
Oh, yeah, it was like runny poo, like a mouthful. It was disgusting.
I mean, if you haven't had breakfast, there's a silver lining.
I haven't had breakfast I'm not finding this a fun story. Sally Ann, that is horrendous. were you lying underneath it?
Yeah, I was right underneath it, and I was yelling at the other guys, telling them where to go. I was swearing at them, and as I opened my mouth, a cow pooed, and they just lost it laughing, and I was being sick, and it was horrible.
Oh, that would have made their days. How did you recover from that, Sally Ann?
It was horrible.
I would literally rather have my fingernails pulled out one by one.
No
than
way.
Have that happen. Yep, 100%. No, that is too much. Sally Ann, you've made me feel sick this morning, but it's an incredible story. Thanks for your call.
See ya.
This is The Catch Up.
With
Josiah and Ellie.
Hey, Bachelor, it kicked off last night. I should say Bachelorette.
Yeah, it did.
If you don't know who the Bachelorette is, it is Angie. She's the girl that used to be on Gogglebox. She was then on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Mm-hmm.
And now she is the Bachelorette.
Remember when we had her on the show and I thought that Evie, who is on Gogglebox with her, was her mum? And I was like, oh, how's your mum going? She just brushed straight past her.
We should get that interview, actually, and play it.
Oh, God, it was the most awkward moment of my life.
So good. Actually, fun fact about Angie.
Yeah.
She was an intern for me at my former workplace.
For you?
For me.
Clipping your toenails and getting your coffee?
She was. She actually did. She was. Her job, no joke, was to get us coffee every morning. Now she's the Bachelorette. If only I knew at the time.
There you go.
Could have given her a rose instead.
Oh.
No, it was a great episode though. Basically, a whole bunch of dudes obviously came in and their first impressions is what counts a lot.
Mm-hmm.
One dude though, the very last guy, and they threw in a bit of a twist in last night's episode.
Mm.
Her brother walked in.
Yeah, I've seen the promos for this. I missed the episode last night, but I like that. They're mixing things up a little bit.
It was so awkward. So he goes into the house and all the boys are in there and they're all talking about her in front of him and they're like, how hot is she, man? He's like, yeah. Yeah, she's really hot.
I shiver to think of what that would be like for me and my brothers.
Not to mention some of them started saying, what about her boobs? He goes, mate, I couldn't even look at her in the eyes. What about you? And he's like, yep. Like, imagine having a talk about your sister like that and just agree what these idiots are saying.
Yeah, not okay.
The funnest game, though, of all, and this is something I want to play with you right now, is what the guys did on the red carpet for an impression. So I'm going to play a little game of Would You Rather now.
I always wonder this, like what I'd do if I was the one entering the Bachelor Mansion, like what I'd do to stand out. This is my favourite part of the show.
A couple of random ones this year, but there wasn't anything too extreme because other years, you know, you've seen magic tricks, you've seen all sorts of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Ellie, if you are the Bachelor and you're Ange, would you pick a guy
mm-hmm.
who rocked up as a king,
mm-hmm.
like dressed as a king? He brought a throne for her to sit on as well.
Mm-hmm.
Or a guy that brought a bunch of sunflowers? Now, just remember, sunflowers are your favourite flower, though.
I guess I'd go the king. Like, treat me like a queen. You know what I mean?
That king, he was a politician from Noosa.
Oh, okay. No, then.
They're saying he's the most...
I take it back.
The most controversial contestant this year. What about a puppy or a model with a guitar playing you a song? Which one do you pick? Both guys are pretty hot.
What song's he playing me?
He wrote a song for you.
Oh, an original? What type of puppy is it?
It was a baby lab. Brador.
Oh, look, I get...
You got one choice. It's a process of elimination.
All right, I'll go the puppy.
No, good choice. The guy holding the puppy, though, was the second biggest peanut on the show. I think he's got a few issues up top, this guy. I don't know how he made it through the casting process.
Where'd you get the puppy from, then? I'm scared for the puppy's well-being.
Okay, your final answer, though, right? And it comes down to this. This is the last round. Do you go the puppy, the little baby Labrador? Mind you, the guy holding it is in a fireman outfit.
Oh, okay.
He's very good looking. Or a guy who's okay looking.
Mm.
This is the best entry of all time.
Mm.
But he rocks up with a slab.
I mean, is that even a question, Josiah? Forget the puppy. Forget everything else you've put at me. Of course the slab carrier wins. That is the weight of my heart. What type? Is it VB? Is it pure blonde? Do we know what type?
It's a little boutique beer, to be honest.
Oh, no, don't get fancy with me.
Yeah, just say VB for the sake of it.
Exactly.
Hit breakfast with Josiah and Ellie. Solving life's biggest mysteries.
Or not.
With Josiah and Ellie.
Everybody's favourite segment every week, solving life's biggest mysteries. Last week, we solved the mystery. Does putting a spoon in a champagne bottle keep it fresh? The answer was no, guys. It's a myth. You have to keep the bottle cold. Who cares about a spoon?
I downed so many bottles of champers over the weekend just to test that theory.
How'd you go?
Yeah, really well, thanks. Can't remember the results, but it was really good.
Well, today is focused on you, and I want to debunk a myth about something that you said on the show earlier this week. Take a listen.
I've mentioned on this show before that I've got a lot of grey hairs, that I like to pick out my grey hairs.
I didn't know you do that.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Does
it's a
hurt?
Good game. No, not really. You're not supposed to, because they say five grey hairs will grow in the place.
Is that true? Is that not?
I hope it's not, because I pick out a lot of grey hairs.
So point exactly to me where the patch is that you
just at the front here. No, right, like above my forehead.
Where that little cowlick kind of thing is going on?
I don't have a cowlick.
Well, what else is that?
It's just my hair.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with having a cowlick.
I don't have a cowlick. It's the part of my hair.
You're getting very defensive.
You're a cowlick.
Well,
I
put some...
I don't know what I meant by that, but I meant it as an insult.
We don't have a Josiah and Ellie cow yet. We're working on that one with the Shep Council.
Maybe next year.
No, I did reach out yesterday because, you know, I send emails, do some research. So I sent an email to my friends at Harvard University. You wouldn't believe who got back to me.
Oh, who got back to you today?
Dr. Professor Garnier Fructose.
Dr. and Professor Garnier Fructose.
Yeah. They studied for a few years. So they got a big title. Anyway, they sent me in an email. Listen to this.
Mm.
You cannot add to the number of follicles we have, so it will not cause the surrounding hairs to turn grey.
So it's not true?
It's not true. It will not add to any of the surrounding hairs to turn grey. You think it's good news?
Oh.
It gets worse.
What? That's good? What? Why?
Listen to me. The only time more than one hair grows from a spot is when, sometimes for an undetermined reason, there's a merging of two hair follicles. So basically, when you pull or pluck... a hair out, one will just grow in its place, not more than one. So the fact that you think that you pull one, five grows back is a complete myth.
Okay.
Not true at all. They also go on to say in the email to me saying there's zero benefit to plucking them out. You're better off leaving. If you do have to get rid of them because you're paranoid about your grey hairs, you must very carefully cut it, not pluck it.
Why though? If they don't grow back tenfold, then why?
You want to know why?
Why?
You're going to hate this. How often have you been plucking it for?
Okay, I started getting grey hairs when I was 24. I'm now 28, nearly. So 4 years worth of plucking when I'm bored.
Dr. Professor Garnier Fructose goes on to say to me that if a hair is constantly being plucked out of the one spot, that over time, a message is then sent to your hair follicle that there's no need to produce hair in that area anymore. The follicle dies and goes to rest, therefore leading for you to go bald in that spot.
Oh, stop it. So not only am I going to be grey in parts, I'm also going to be bald in other parts.
No, you already are receding. Take a look in the mirror.
Josiah.
I'm sorry to tell you the bad news, but no, you're not going grey, you're going bald, Ellie. Another one of life's mysteries solved.
I'm going back to Perth to see my boyfriend this weekend. I might just say to him, wait, put a ring on it now, because in a couple of years, I'm going to be bald and grey, bud.
Hit breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.
You know how Facebook advice groups are really big these days? Especially for girls. There's a lot of, like, you know, girls stick together, like, have each other's back.
Hang on, what's an advice group?
You go on and you post, like, oh, does anyone know of any good beauticians in Shepparton or something? And everyone will give you advice. Or, like, you go on and you say, oh, my boyfriend, you know, is hiding his messages. Am I being cheated on?
So
and
what,
then everyone jumps
on board.
What
are the names of the groups you're in? Is it like Shepparton Advice Group or what is it?
There is a Shepparton one, I think. There's a Help a Sister Out one.
I've never heard of this in my life.
Oh, it's a big thing. What I want to do this morning is I want to create an advice group on the air because I need advice, particularly from the girls of the Goulburn Valley.
So
I feel like men could have been in a similar situation as the pickle that I'm in at the moment.
So if I start a Facebook, like, secret group, right, called Josiah's Advice Group, and then how do people jump in? They have to request.
Yeah, you have to request to join the group.
And then guys
have to approve you.
And then guys say, hey, I'm having trouble with the missus. What do you guys think of this? And then everyone jumps in and writes back.
Yeah, I don't know why it's such a strange concept.
I didn't know that was on Facebook. Have I been living under a rock?
Yeah, I'll give you a lesson after the show. But for now, I want to get to my problem that I'm having at the moment. So next week, you and I are going to the Radio Awards, which is a big night for us.
Don't you have to be nominated to go there early?
Yeah, you do, Josiah. And we are.
Oh, cool. I didn't know that.
Thanks for mentioning it. We're up for Best Radio Show Podcast for the Josiah and Ellie Catch-Up. Get around it if you haven't already. Anyway, so this is happening next Saturday night up in Brisbane. We're getting flown up for it. It's very exciting for us. The pressure's on to look good because there's a red carpet. This is effectively the Logies of radio.
It is, literally.
Radio, you know, Hamish and Andy and Carrie and Tommy and stuff, they're all going to be there.
I'm pretty sure you can watch it on TV. Maybe the ABC are showing it, or it'll definitely be streamed online, one of the two. So if you want to watch Goulburn Valley, get involved.
Anyway, I have got to find something to wear, and I've been stressing out of my brain trying to find a good dress because I'm not good at being fancy, as you know.
Just go into traffic in town.
I've been to every fashion store in town. I went down to Melbourne on the weekend, traipsed around a shopping centre there for 6 hours, couldn't find anything.
Maybe you're too fussy.
No, well, yeah, probably. I do have a lot of boxes that I need ticked. Anyway, someone told me about Dress Hire. And this has opened my eyes to a whole new world. So basically, you can get this designer dress and just hire it for the night and pay $100 or whatever.
It's not a bad idea.
Yeah. So I finally found one on a dress hire website that I like, and I booked it.
Hang on. Can I just ask, though, is it like suits? Because you're paying $100. You could get a dress for that much. But are they like $2,000 dresses?
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it's an expensive one. So I found a dress that ticks all my boxes. It's one shoulder, which I like. It's short and long because I wasn't sure whether to go short or long for it. It's a beautiful colour. It's not too tight around my stomach. It ticks all the boxes.
What colour is it?
Green.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's nice. Anyway, so I was like, finally, the hunt is over. I've got it. Problem is, the only size that's available for that night is a size too small for me.
Well, don't get it then.
Well, that's what you'd think. But I couldn't, I just couldn't keep the search going any longer. So I've booked it.
So what are you going to do? Just squeeze into it or?
Well, now I'm doing the whole last minute detox shred. I've got 10 days to fit into this size 6 and I'm stressing about it.
Yeah, but this is the thing. If you just go and get a dress that doesn't tick every box, but it's still okay and it actually fits you, you don't have to stress.
Okay. Well, that's not what I've done, Josiah, because I couldn't find one that actually fit me. I couldn't find one that I like. So this is the one I've gone with. Stop being rude to me about my decision. I've made it.
Boys and
girls. I need help, Goulburn Valley. I'm opening up the advice lines this morning, 13, 12, 16. Have you ever dieted for the dress? Have you got a goal item of clothing that you've tried to shred and shred and shred it to get into, and did it work for you?
Surely this isn't a thing. I mean, the only time I've ever heard of this is brides trying to get into their wedding dresses, and that's only because they've bought it a year, you know, from
perfect
then.
Perfect example. Not so, perfect example.
Yeah, but you've got a year to shred for it. You've just bought it and given yourself a week.
Doesn't matter. 13, 12, 16, get involved this morning. Have you dieted for the dress?
Well, I can actually kind of relate at the moment because yesterday, at this exact time, you made me dress up as little Bo Peep or little Joe Peep because I'm wearing that outfit to the Shep show. I haven't worn a dress before. Yeah. But that little Joe Peep outfit is very tight on me. I'm thinking I'm going to have to drop a couple of kg before Saturday when I'm walking our little goat, Vincent Van Goat, around the Shep show. So I feel you. You and I are both shredding at the moment.
All right, we can shred together. Let's go to Monique. Monique, did you diet for a dress, my friend?
I dieted for my prom dress, but I had 18 months to do that.
18. Oh, God. So 10 days isn't enough to drop a dress size?
I don't think so, but...
This is really not looking good for me. How many sizes did you drop? What was your success?
I dropped 2 dress sizes in 18 months.
Whew. All right, that is a good effort. Okay, that's not looking great for me. Let's go to Katie from Shep. Katie, have you got a success story for me or what?
Ali, it's not going to happen, mate.
No!
Not going to happen. I've tried again and it never worked.
Okay, so how much smaller did you go? How much time did you give? What was your regiment like? Tell me everything.
All right, well, I'm a size 12. I bought a size 10 dress.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been literally trying to get into that for the last 4 years because it's still a dress in my wardrobe that I've not worn. So every event that comes up, I'm like, this is my moment. I can fit into it this time. And I try and I fail. And I try and I fail.
I just want to point the obvious out to both you girls and ask the big question. Why don't you just buy the right size?
Because sometimes the right size isn't available, Josiah. Okay?
You're just too hopeful.
Yes.
Or maybe that's just a sign if they don't have a size in your size that you don't get that dress and you get another one. Is that not how girls think?
No.
Yes. Thank you, Katie. Don't get me started. Katie, I'm glad you're backing me up on this, but also you've made me very sad that I'm not going to fit into this dress next week. I'm going to be naked on the red carpet.
If you try with some shapewear, that's always good.
Oh, yeah. Get a pair of Spanx.
Yeah, Spanx it up. You'll be right.
Yeah, no, good point.
I mean, you seem more driven than me.
Have either of you girls ever bought a size up?
No.
How good would that be?
No, don't be silly. Don't be silly.
Don't be ridiculous. Come on, Josiah.
KFC for a week. Yep, I fit now.
You are so bad at being a girl. All right, thanks for your call, Katie.
Thank you, guys.
All right, for the rest of the week, it'll be F45 for me, I think.
Get on that shred, Ellie.
Yeah, exactly. I reckon I can do it.
I'm going to be
half
getting...
the time I am a size 6 anyway.
I'm dead set going to buy a suit that's bigger for me just so I can eat HSPs all week.
Good idea.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with...
Josiah and Ellie.
Dustin Martin. The grand final, what was it, Sunday 2 weeks ago?
Saturday, sorry.
So it's 12 days from now, I believe. Almost 2 weeks. Mm. So obviously they won the grand final. The newspaper, The Age, went to the car park where the MCG obviously is. Yesterday and noticed that Dustin Martin's car is still parked there. Dusty's gone on a bender so large that he still hasn't returned since pre-game.
Away from Tigerland,
fair enough. Yellow and black. Yeah, good on him.
Would you expect anything else from Dustin Martin?
Look, he's had a very successful season. He won the Norm Smith medal. He won the premiership. What more could you want?
I mean, I get 1 or 2 days, 12 days later. The MCG have come out and said that they're looking after his car. It won't be towed away because most cars that get left for that long will be, obviously, and they are keeping a close eye on it and making sure that his car is okay.
He'd be racking up a fair bill. Do you have to pay for parking at the G?
No, not for him. I'd say he's a life member, so he should be okay.
He's probably got his own spot enshrined to Dusty.
Not to mention his car's probably sponsored by somebody as well that he doesn't even pay for. So even if he did get a fine, I'd say it'd go straight to the dealership.
Oh, I want to be rich and famous.
What a life. Everyone's saying, though, it's better than him obviously driving home because obviously he wouldn't be able to do that. But it's also the fact that he obviously hasn't sobered up in 12 days as well.
You know what? If you're a premiership, you've gone, how long is it? 9 months or something without drinking. Good on you, Dusty. I mean, responsibly, of course, Golden Valley.
12 days, though. That'd have to be some kind of record. If you look on Instagram, and I went on to Dane Swan, who's actually still partying with him. Of course, those two are still together. They've made it over to Las Vegas.
Jeez.
So they've started in Melbourne, started at the G, obviously, down Swan Street in Richmond, and they've somehow, within that 11 days, made their way through Vegas off the cuff, and they're still going to this day.
Jeez. I did a 10-nighter once.
Where was that?
Just when I was living in Perth in the lead up to Christmas. Because you know
10 nights at home.
And not to mention, I worked the whole way through.
How did you get to work every day?
So I was working at a radio station over there, and I was doing like music shifts, which are like short, you know, 4 hours. You go in, you say, "Oh, fresh hits coming up soon."
You don't have to think much, do
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah. You can do it after a big night. Every
so what,
now
did
and
you
again.
Walk to work every day?
Yeah. No, well, I would come home, obviously, the night before, then go to work the next day, then go out again. Because at Christmas time, there's so much happening. There's so many events on, Christmas parties.
So every night you're well cut.
Yeah.
Oh, that is a good effort.
Thank you. I was really
proud. And to work.
Yeah, I know.
Because at least Dusty's not having to work.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I had to finance my nights out. So
13, 12, 16. Goulburn Valley, we're not encouraging over the limit drinking,
are we? Of
course
we're not. No, we just want to know, like, how many parties you've been to.
How many nights in a row have you partied for? Can you match Dust and Martin 12? It's currently 12 days and counting. Can you do a 10-dayer like Ellie?
Yeah.
I doubt anyone could beat that.
Hey, Christmas is coming up, guys, so, you know, I'll be free again. I just bit my tongue.
So you're thinking about that 10-dayer when you bit your tongue then as well.
Never did. Give us a call. 13 12 16 is our number.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie.
We spoke to Sammy from Yarrawonga before, just doing mouth trumpets, asked him. He said this.
Oh, we pushed close. We went to Bali for 2 weeks.
Not a bad effort. 2 weeks for Sammy. Let's go to Rach from Shep now. Rach, how long did you party for?
Well, it was my hen's night, and I partied for 3 nights straight.
Good girl.
And I was so impressed with myself.
So it wasn't your hen night. It was your hen's nights.
Yeah, hen's night. Yep. My girlfriend booked me a trip to the Gold Coast, and we were there for 3 nights, and every night we went out. It was crazy.
Yeah, well, if you're going to be, it's your last days of freedom, so you may as well go out with a bang. Hey, Rach.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely paid for it. I mean, the hangover was like a week long.
Yeah, that's the problem. The more nights you back it up, the bigger, like, the longer it goes for. Mm. I like 10 nights out, I was hungover for like 3 weeks.
Yeah, but you guys are young, aren't you, Rach? Surely you'd be right. Just man up and move on with your life and get married.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm 25, so I'm definitely not like as great as I was back in the day. But yeah, definitely not in my 40s or anything like that.
Well, you've gone out with a bang. Good job, Rach. Thanks so much for your call.
This is The Catch Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
Hey, yesterday we made a trip out to Kumbuna to Vicky's farm, where we went and saw Vincent Van Goat, the goat that we've been training up for the last couple of weeks for the Shep show.
Yeah, she's letting us leave our goat there for us. Very kind of Vic.
Thanks, Vicky. So the aim of yesterday's training session was to really get Vincent walking and to also spruce him/her up for the big event.
Yeah, so we did practice walking on the lead.
Yeah.
It didn't quite go to plan, did it?
Yeah, there is a video up at our Facebook page, Hit Goulburn Valley, right now, if you want to check it out, of us attempting to walk Vincent. Vincent wasn't very receptive to it, but here's a couple of the highlights from yesterday.
Hey, Vincent, I've got some quotes for you, some goat quotes. Vincent! I don't think he's listening. Vincent? You've goat this. No? Okay. All right, we've got to work on those.
Just walk with her. She'll either walk or she won't. She doesn't walk.
Quite like a dog, is it? Almost. Oh,
all right. So, what are you doing?
Brushing my goat.
Why?
Making it look pretty for the show.
Bath time.
Yeah, baby. Woo! Yeah, you like that? Hang on, I'm getting a bit wet. I may have to do my holding up for a sec. I may have to take the shirt off.
Oh, of course you do.
Wait, I've been a while.
Give us a hair flick. Of course, Josiah takes his shirt off.
Well, hang on. If you were bathing the goat, or our goat, I should say, I took one for the team, you get more wet than you would when you just bath a dog. So instead of getting my clothes wet, why would you not take your shirt off? That's my question.
So many reasons, because no one wants to see that.
Yeah, but I have to. I don't want my clothes to get wet. This Versace jumper isn't going to dry itself. So the top came off and the goat got washed. I took one for the team and I loved every second of it.
Even the part when it did its business down your leg?
Well, tell me the highlight, because we saw a lot out at Vicky's farm. We saw a goat give birth to two other goats. That was cool.
That was very cool. You and I were so fascinated by it. We were like, this is amazing. And they're like, yeah, it happens most days out here, so it's not that cool.
So we saw that. Then we tried to walk Vincent, which you heard earlier, which didn't go to plan. Then I washed the goat. Yeah. And then, like you said, just a second ago, then it pooed down my shoe. Like, I don't know which is the highlight, but you can see it all in our video right now.
Yeah, get around it. Hit GV on Insta, Hit Goulburn Valley on Facebook. And hey, if you want to see Vincent at the Shep show on Saturday morning, 10:30, you got to be there at 10:30. That's when Josiah is going to be dressed as Little Joe Peep walking Vincent around the enclosure. Yeah, I think it's in the pavilion.
It is, yeah, in the multi-purpose shed. You'll see it there where all the goats and a few of the other animals are, where the ferrets were last year.
This is...
Are we ready?
The catch-up.
With...
Josiah and Ellie.
Where were we? We were in Maroopna and we heard all these sirens going in the early afternoon and we were like, what is going on? Something big must be happening. And indeed it was. On Archer Street, there was a fire blazing out of control right in Shepparton. Lexi Junowick from Channel 9 was there on the ground. She got the latest and she joins us now. Morning, girl.
Morning, guys. So, yeah, very much the same. I was with the Attorney General at Shepparton Law Courts about 1:30, I guess. You see all of these fire trucks rushing past, and the general consensus among the crowd was like, something big is happening. Sure enough, on Archer Street, the wrecking yard, a massive car fire had started, and it quickly spread to involve about 60 cars, which were burning at the peak of this fire. So what the fire crews did, they obviously had the Shepparton guys, they had crews from Tatura, Maroopna, all working to control this blaze. And as so many residents would have seen, there were incredible plumes of black smoke. And this smoke was actually toxic because what was burning was car parts and rubber and obviously tyres. So getting to the scene, police immediately said, get back in your car, we'll get you a mask before you come out. So it was a really quite serious situation for a time there, and full credit to emergency services getting everyone who was, you know, directly impacted by this smoke, because there's quite a few houses that border this wrecking yard. They got them all safe and inside, or indeed with masks.
Yeah, I was going to ask that, Lex. Was there a time where the houses were in danger at all? Because we received here at the station a watch and act for the fire.
That's right.
And also the showgrounds were open for emergency if anyone needed to get out of their houses and stay there for a little bit?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. So there was a watch and act issued. That was more for the smoke. So what the kind of the emergency services were saying were that if you're nearby, get inside. Fire crews worked really quickly to contain the fire so it didn't spread to neighbouring properties. But they said that was, of course, initially a concern because a lot of those houses are directly backed onto that wrecking yard. So council quickly opened a relief centre, but about half an hour they closed it. So I don't think too many people attended that centre. Mm. But an incredible fight for the firefighters getting at the scene. They were just spent by the end of it. And you can imagine just completely covered in this black, obviously, car oil, just filthy. And they just, as they do every time, just giving it all they had to control this fire. So an incredible kind of thing to see, this smoke, and very fortunate that no one was injured. The next kind of stage of it is that police are going to be investigating what caused it. Firefighters haven't ruled out that it was suspicious, so forensics will be here today scouring the scene and looking for a few clues.
Interesting. Fingers crossed it wasn't deliberately lit. People who deliberately light fires, come on, get better things to do with your time, guys.
Hey,
right.
Hey, Lex, I do want to give a shout out like you just did to the fireys, because a few of them do listen to the show as well. Mm. Ahead of the summer season, they reckon it's going to be an absolute shocker.
Yeah.
So for them to have to deal with this now in the lead up to that, a big shout out to them and thank you for all you do for us.
Yeah, and make sure in the lead up to the fire season, everyone, make sure your properties are, you know, in good order, you know, no long grass, no dead branches and stuff lying around, because we don't want to have a
Lex,
bushfire season.
When you have an update maybe tomorrow on the show, when you join us in studio to see whether was a suspicious fire, if it has been deemed an accident or how it was caused.
Exactly, if
so, for the danger that they almost put neighbouring houses, I hope the full
weight of the law
smashes
exactly right.
Whoever did it.
Exactly right. And as we said, like, we're seeing those kind of things happening in Queensland where it's a devastating situation. So we do not need that kind of crime happening. So I'll definitely keep you updated.
Yeah, get your investigative journalist hat on and your detective hat overnight, and we're expecting an update from you tomorrow.
Roger that, guys.
I knew something bad had happened when we got back to work and I see the Channel 9 van went
vroom. Yeah. Lexi's on it.
You almost killed a couple of babies trying to get out of the car park,
no,
Lex.
Don't tell them.
Well, Lexi Junowick, thank you so much for coming on the show this morning. Catch her on Channel 9 News, Border North East tonight from 6, and again on our show tomorrow. Thanks, Lex.
Thanks, legend.
This is The Catch Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.